True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
How do you sort of summarize your performance and what the offense was able to do and to not do in the losing effort?
Yeah, I think just from my standpoint, just got to be better. I think got to find a way to establish the run game, get the run game going, and then from there in the passing game, I feel like at times we moved it well and we're in a rhythm, kind of moving the ball down the field, and then whether it's in the red zone or on third down or just being more accurate, just finding ways to kind of keep drives alive and put up seven instead of having to settle for a field goal or getting stopped on third down.
Drake May a bit earlier here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. You notice the one thing he didn't say yeah to was the question about does he want to win? He just went right into the answer. There was no crutch yet.
Oh, I got two ums today.
You like those? Is better than yeah, or is yeah better than
No, I think, I think is better because...
What's that phrase? Don't yuck my yum-yum or whatever?
Don't yuck my yum.
Yeah.
I think the is better than yeah because that means we're breaking past the code or the firewall and actually forcing him to think a little deeper.
That's how I took the winning answer. He went right into the answer. He had an answer ready to go.
Yeah.
There wasn't a yeah. I do think sometimes yeah is the... pause before he kind of figures out how he's going to answer the question.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a huge part.
We're
yeah,
not doing
yeah,
that.
He's a huge weapon. I did. Yeah. Yeah.
Drake.
Thank you guys. Go fast.
That's not me, Drake. That's Stiz behind the glass.
Wait, hold on. You can't say that he would be offended because we play a yeah cut up.
I never know what's going to offend anybody. That's part of my problem in life.
Yeah.
Getting so many fights.
You do it so often. Go figure.
I didn't think I'd offend Will Fleming or Jared Karabas or anybody else, I ended up in feuds.
But you didn't goof around with a verbal tick of theirs. Those were more sort of you're a dummy or
you think they would take kindly to that?
Well, a verbal tick.
I'm not sure they would.
Yeah.
Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. You guys, these are so in my consciousness that did you notice
you have
these
a
reads
you
yesterday?
Have a consciousness?
Did you notice these reads yesterday during
no,
the Patriots game?
I did not.
Who's the guy doing it?
Spiro Dedis.
Spiro Dedis was doing these reads, and I was like, hey, that's the Paramount Plus read that I have to do every day.
Yeah, by the way, quick question about the broadcast. Two things. One.
Adam Archuleta, good, bad, or not?
Not. Also, Spiro Dedis does his best to not be Spiro Dedis, but he can't help but be who he is. Did it seem at home to you like they had the parabolic mics? These would be the circular mics they put around the stadium to capture the crowd sound and the on-field sound. Did it seem like they had the volume turned down, or was the crowd just kind of muted?
See, it's funny because I wasn't there, so I don't know. But I know Greg Hill... asked Mike Vrabel about the good crowd, the good environment, and Vrabel was like, yeah, well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. I appreciate that. It was a good crowd. Yeah, I wish we could have kind of, you know, praised it.
I heard both. Some people are like, yeah, the crowd was great, and some people are like, yeah, it felt a little muted.
Can't be both. I stay consistent with this. I don't think Gillette's a very good crowd. I don't think it's ever been a great crowd.
Well, and it was rain. It was kind of a crappy day.
He always makes
to
excuses for like the local
right.
fan.
He does. I did see a wide angle shot of the stadium. There was quite a bit of empty seats.
Early on, there were empty seats. Now, I think they probably filled in. I would stay in my car, too, during a wet game. And I would stay as late as possible.
It's also not the fans' fault that they played like that in the second half.
True.
I'd go mute, too, because they did as well.
And Gillette fans have always been reactive, not proactive. They're not the type of place like Kansas City or Seattle where they're going to create the energy and the team feeds off of it. They've always reacted to good
or bad
play
on the field. Are you calling Pats fans front runners?
100%. They have been for 25 years. The only problem is when you're a front runner and not running in the front, I don't know what you are.
Oh, how dare
now
you.
Now you're just losers like the rest of us, like the team.
And also there was there's always terrible traffic. It's not that that's ever not on your mind. Pardon the many negatives that were laced throughout that sentence.
You're blaming traffic on a crowd noise?
But it's 20 to 10 with 3 minutes left and you're like, there's
no, watch the game.
100% chance.
You know who learned that lesson? Yeah. It was 40-25 last night, and I went to bed.
I was going
to
say the Ken Brell Tompkins game as well.
You can always see something special.
Wait, I thought you said you fell asleep. Now you're admitting that you went to bed?
I fell asleep and then went to bed.
Oh,
I think what actually happened is I was dozing. The loud call of Derrick Henry's touchdown run woke me up, and I was like squinting at the this game's over, and I went to bed. And it wasn't over.
Of little faith.
It was not over at all. 617-779-7937. How are you feeling about Drake May? There seems to be a lot of doubt that I don't care for in Patriot Nation. I understand if you're not seeing what you hoped to see, but there are legitimately people jumping off the Drake May bandwagon. There are legitimately people that are like, hey, when are we going to get a new quarterback? There's legitimately people that may be called producers on this show that are like, who's going to be the quarterback of the Patriots in 5 years, Stiz?
And there's hosts on this show that are flip-flopping on that very answer.
I told you during the break. Okay, let's bring it out there.
Damn,
it's all out there now.
That one a lot.
That was funny because it's true.
The real answer is I don't know. Do I feel as confident about Drake May being the quarterback now as I did previously? No. No, I do not. Do I think it's guaranteed that they won't re-sign him, won't pick up his fifth-year option, and he's going to be somewhere else? No. No, I do not. If we're going to compare him to Daniel Jones, for example, he stayed in New York longer than we expected. He got a contract that they later regretted.
Yeah, because Brian Daboll got him to a 9-7 season. If Josh McDaniels could get him to a 9-8 season, I'm sure he would also get a contract.
5 years down the road, Stiz has asked me a question. I don't even know what's going to happen this week in Miami. It's two bad football teams coming off bad games. Can I focus on that for a minute?
So who are you going to pick at the end of the week going into our pick six?
I guess you'll have to.
You son of a blank. I was going to say, I thought you'd have to wait and tune in this Friday. Well, I'm picking the Patriots. There you go.
Okay. Well, I'll be right again. You'll be wrong again. And it'll be a show just like every other.
Listen to this.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Joe and Randolph has a thought on the quarterback situation. What's up, Joe?
Yes. Howdy, boys.
Hey.
I'm a little concerned about the development now of May, because it appears to me that the Patriots have the exclusive recipe for destroying quarterbacks, as evidenced by Mac Jones and what they did to that poor kid.
All right, thanks for the call, Joe. So let's delve into that.
Wow.
How many people are here that destroyed Mac Jones? Anyone?
Nope.
Because Josh McDaniels is here, but don't tell me he destroyed Mac Jones.
Actually, he made Mac Jones something. Then he
Mac
left
Jones
town
was
going to
be a $250 million quarterback when Josh McDaniels coached him. And then Bill Belichick got all hot and bothered and did all his things, and it all fell apart.
I blame Patricia and Judge less by the day, by the way.
I told you. Don't you remember I told you?
Yeah.
Patricia made one mistake. He said yes.
Yeah,
he should have said, Bill, that's stupid.
You're asking me, you've already asked me to be assistant GM and the O-line
coach. That's stupid. Don't make me the offensive coordinator.
But he's a people pleaser, so he
took
all the blame.
So, I mean, are we saying Robert Kraft destroys quarterbacks? Because that's the only people that are here. The executive level, not the coaching level.
This is crazy to think that the Patriots have some sort of like systemic
they're the Browns
of breaking
quarter. Are we going to start one of those shirts?
We're going to do a wall of broken quarterbacks, just
be nice
like the
if they keep it to the 10 jersey and they just keep drafting number 10 quarterbacks, so you could actually have the same.
What is
jersey.
It? Just two in a row?
Mac Jones and
okay,
Drake May.
That's it, right?
Both wear number 10.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not writing off Drake May just yet, but clearly
did they break Zappy?
Joe
too?
Is.
He was not. Well, he
Zappy
couldn't
wasn't really
break
that good. Yeah. You can't break something that's not that good. can't pick an egg up, put it back in the shell, and then break it again. It was already broken.
Well, sometimes eggs
lying
are better
on the sidewalk.
Than not that good.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Jake in Boston. Why not? What's up, Jake?
Hello, Jake.
What's up, boys?
Hello.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question when it comes to the next quarterback here. So when we're currently, as the season ends today, number one pick in the draft.
So we got something going for us, Jake.
That way, if it stays that way, do we draft Arch, who's already been ruined by Matt Patricia?
No.
Or do we have to draft Garrett Nussmeier because his sister is dating Will Campbell? Food for thought. Other food for thought. That's several points here. Engagement boys went 0-2. So Drake, mm-hmm. Wish You Were Luke May was bad. Travis, Kelsey, Mr. Taylor Swift getting married in Rhode Island, also bad. Neither team showed up. Third, Chantel Mayo with a little Walter White on her Instagram stories after the game. Mm-hmm. Hubby may be under an NDA, but Chantel isn't. I would love her to talk. Four, did you see Jordan Hudson retweeting that ex account called Crafts Massage Coordinator?
All right, I think we've gone far enough here with Jake.
You were 2 points too late on that one, Andy.
Thanks for the call, Jake. Let's do it again. Let's say in a week.
So Mrs. Mayo was wilding on the gram yesterday?
Oh, I'm going looking right now.
I was
going
to say, please do. Because I was thinking after the game, like, you could imagine there was some place where Gerard Mayo was sitting on a pile of cash and had a big fat NDA in hand and was laughing. Like, wow, at least I won my first game last year.
He won his first and his last.
He did. He booked it. That was just all the crap.
The middle, not great.
Worst Oreo ever. Yeah. But
yeah, one of these Oreo special flavors. It wasn't a great special flavor. What was that call about? Sometimes I just don't know. Like,
people just love
sometimes. There's a little Brezbot to Jake's calls.
Nah, it's just, you know, they love too much. They love celebrating like the scurrilous and the dirty and all like the salacious stuff.
And nobody's taking Arch Manning for the Patriots
right
now.
No, I would take Nussmeier, though. I would put up the whole family.
To me, it's the South Carolina kid. I fell in love with him. Yeah. I forgot his first name.
Wait, are we? This is what it is. 4:40 on the Monday after they just went 0-1, and now we're talking about who the Pats are drafting a quarterback next.
617-779-7937. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we got to talk about the defense. Wasn't exactly great against Geno Smith. There were definitely some issues there, and based on the phone lines, we might have to talk about some fullbacks. I'm always up for fullback talk here on WEEI Afternoons. That's next.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
I felt like we settled down after that first drive, and I felt like you could see the glimpse of dominance that our defense has. We all know on the defensive side of the ball, the sky's the limit for us. I think this is an exciting defense. I'm excited to be a part of it. But like I said, we just got to be more consistent, snap in and snap out, and have no lapses.
Guys, what are we doing?
That first voice was Harold Landry after his 2.5-sack Patriots debut in the losing effort against the Raiders. The second voice was Hunter Henry from his appearance on Jones and Keith, the midday show here on WEEI. WEEI Afternoons here, and I wanted to touch on the defense. We're still going to talk about Drake May. We're still taking your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Reminder, stick around about 15 minutes from now. We will re-air our interview with Drake May, where some jackal asks him if he is focused on winning, how much he's dedicated
to
winning.
Who had the nerve?
I don't know. Some bald guy on the morning show started it.
I read a bunch of things already on Twitter about how dare people ask if Drake is committed to winning.
But the defense, I thought Harold Landry may have been a little bit more, let's say, optimistic on the performance than I was. And I have a question here that's going to sound like I'm leading the witness, but I swear I'm not. I'm just literally asking the question.
Are you at a career crossroads?
Nope. That was...
Do you find yourself currently on the Browns practice squad?
I gotta tell you, that's the real sign we have a problem. If we get to, like, December and I use the word career crossroads in an interview with Drake May, then pull the plug. Can you get by as a defense if your pass rush is primarily blitz and games-based? Because from a one-game sampling, it looks like the Patriots are going to be a pass rush that's based on blitzing. Games, like, they're not going to win a lot of, we're just going to send
straight
four
up,
and
man,
the four
yeah.
guys are going to get there. And
they don't have a NASCAR package.
They don't. I mean, you could argue that they should, because the U-Haul U people told me that Keon White was going to be awesome. And then you mix in Milton Williams at $100 million and Christian Barmore at $90 million. And then Chasen and Landry. It feels like you should be able to line up four guys and get some pressure based on what we pay some of these people and the expectations. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, a one-off game, and I don't want to base too much good or bad in a one-off game, it looks like they're going to be a blitz-based team. And it also looks like your guy Terrell Williams is fine with that. Like, he likes to blitz.
Didn't you hear all spring and summer long, like, they want to be aggressive?
Yeah,
they
but
want to be very
sometimes
aggressive.
It burns you.
Violent and attacking. Well,
yeah.
You mean it burned, like, on 3rd and 20?
Yeah.
I thought
when Marcus
like,
Jones said the rush didn't get there.
Yeah. What are they supposed to do? They're in one-on-one, and Carlton Davis got...
Remember a Super Bowl they lost
why
that
did
way?
I do, indeed. Very much so. Side note, did you ever hear that story about how Brewski and...
we're going to overrule?
Say how we're yelling, like, call off the blitz, and they didn't get a chance to, and then Randy Moss trolled Dean Pease for years? Should have. Awful call. Thanks for bringing that up.
Shouldn't troll Dean Pease. Nice man.
I don't care. It was a terrible call. Huh?
He's a pianist.
Is he? Really?
Yeah.
He tickles the ivories?
Just to make sure everybody
okay.
plays piano.
He plays the piano. Yes, great. Long story, great story. That was a terrible, like, that blitz call, 3rd and 20. You've got them back. Why don't just play to the sticks? Don't
like prevent. Let's coverage. Let's just play coverage.
Yeah.
Let's just stay back.
So you leave Carlton Davis
on... Or is that
on
who they're going to be?
You leave Carlton Davis on Dante Thornton, who's 6'5", runs a 4.3, and for some reason, in space, just absolutely cooked him.
So
and then he got the 35-yard pass.
But is that who they're going to be? Also, just
probably.
A side note, mm-hmm. is it easier to be that with Christian Gonzalez on the field? If Christian Gonzalez is on the field, does that change matchups? Does that increase the odds in your favor that you run a blitz? So it's time now for our league leaders and Who's Circling the Drain, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. So are you expecting a Patriots defense that'll be among league leaders in blitz percentage? Because based on yesterday, it feels that way. And how many times will they be circling the drain in the back end if the blitz doesn't get there? Like, is this going to be a double-edged sword we live with most of the year where sometimes they get
call.
There? Oh, my God, so aggressive, so fun. They're getting there. The ball's on the ground or it's deflected. Are we also going to have to deal with, we didn't get there and the guy threw the ball down the field?
Well, you can see the glimpse of dominance.
Did you see the glimpse of dominance?
Is that movie nominated for Best Picture?
Nope. Sounds like it could be.
Yeah,
you even made Stiz laugh on that one.
Could be the glimpse of dominance.
There was that stretch of three straight three and outs, I believe. Was that the glimpse of dominance that we're talking about? Also, is a glimpse of dominance against Geno Smith indicative of future successes?
If a tree falls.
If the Raiders have what is considered mid-level elite talent, a successful but not like elite starting quarterback and an okay offensive line, and they were able to do that. Side note to all of it, though, we have spent the majority of the show, if not all of it, not mentioning the fact like they would have been better defensively if they had Gonzo.
Obviously.
Yeah,
you mean they'd be better with their best player?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know what they would have done with him. That's the next question.
I bet you he doesn't give up that pass. He's on Bowers more.
And that's my question. Does he just take away Brock Bowers?
Well, that would have helped because he got over 100 yards before he got hurt.
It might have helped. I don't know. I wasn't in love with what I saw from the defense yesterday. Robert Spillane.
Three tackles.
Did he play?
Yeah, three.
Because you told me he was going to lead the NFL in tackles.
He still can.
He still can. He better pick up the pace. Three tackles.
He's got work to do. Again, they're gelling. They need time to come together as a cohesive
unit. See that one play
unit.
That Archuleta diagnosed in a replay where
what'd he say?
It just opened up and all Spillane had to do was fill the gap and tackle Genty, and Spillane didn't. Chose not to.
That's a curious choice. We'll have to go back and review the tape on that one.
Yeah, I thought there were, like, Carlton Davis I thought was underwhelming. Robert Spillane I thought was underwhelming. I thought Jalen Hawkins was a mixed bag.
Yes, like he slippeth and then he taketh.
He was blitzing, he made some plays, gets his hand on the ball, and then also give up the long touchdown that kind of set the tone for the game. Like, that was a
jaw-dropper. That the crowd, whatever I could hear of the crowd on the broadcast, I was like, did someone hit the mute button? Oh, no, that's just the crowd going dead silent because Geno just airmailed a beauty into Trey Tucker's bucket.
And Chasen, who everybody had anointed like the next big thing, did he? I don't remember much. I don't recall much. Like, Milton Williams, I thought, played pretty well. I thought Milton Williams was active at times. I don't know if you got $100 million out of him, but I thought
he was Puff's best rated defensive lineman.
I'll take that. But the defense, I thought, was very much a mixed bag to open the season there. And that is supposed to be the strength, right?
Two of the new guys that they paid a lot of money for, Landry and Milton Williams alone, were $150 million. That seems like money well spent. The rest?
We'll see. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Tom in Boston. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. Just wanted to call in. I was at the game yesterday. I was very disappointed with Drake.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Tom.
Yeah, it was bad. I'm ready to get a new quarterback.
Let's
get on the Peyton Manning, Cousin Junior, whatever train.
No, he stinks.
All right, so...
Cousin Junior train.
Dude, there was this one play, and after this, I pretty much was I was inconsolable. So, you know that play where Drake threw the ball, it got batted up, he caught it, he like ran around, looked like an idiot.
Yeah, got lit
so
up.
So the problem with that play is what happened before the play. Before the play, they had trips to the left, and I'm at the game, I'm watching, and there's literally only one defender defending three people. Okay. And then they hiked the ball, and all the defenders ran directly to the receivers ran directly to the defenders. It was like the Raiders knew exactly what the play was, okay? And they were like, just stand here. They're going to run directly to you. And I'm sorry. I grew up watching Tom Brady. If Tom Brady ever saw that, he would have killed them. He would have literally been like, you're going to put one defender on my three receivers? I'm going to make you pay. I'm going to make you look so bad, you're going to have to fire the defensive coordinator after this, because there's going to be no compromise. I'm going to kill you. I'm Tom Brady. You're dead.
Thanks for the call, Tom.
You know,
not Brady.
To Tom, who was getting paid lots of money to sit in a broadcast booth and be glad the Patriots lost, which is just such a gross thought. Two, not to be overlooked, it's almost like the guy who was calling plays for the Patriots yesterday used to be the head coach of the Raiders.
Yeah.
So they may have maybe sniffed out a couple of formations?
Yeah, but did you hear the point of that story? He compared Drake May to Tom Brady. I think we can all agree Drake May is not ready to be Tom Brady.
What he's just saying is that
he's not cerebrally ready.
The day,
stop laughing. You know who's rooting against the Patriots as well?
Who's that?
Bill Belichick. Do you ever think the day would come both Tom Brady and Bill Belichick rooting against the New England
what
Patriots?
What happened to us? We used to be a proper fan base. Yeah. I blame super fans like Stiz.
Coming up here on WEC.
I blame Joe Biden.
Yep. Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, I'll blame Biden, too. I'm on board with that. 617-779-7937. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we spoke with Drake May a little bit earlier. We'll hear from him again and find out his thoughts on a 20-13 loss to the Raiders on opening day.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.